Thank you for taking 10 minutes for CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus, reporting from the CNN Center in Atlanta, Georgia. First story today takes us to Europe. For decades, European countries have made it relatively easy for their citizens to travel freely between borders. But that freedom is being tested. The threat of terrorism, the spread of crime, and one factor deepening by the day, Europe is facing its largest refugee crisis since World War II. Millions are crossing borders. Some are migrants looking for job opportunities and a better life. Many are refugees from war-torn countries like Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. An estimated 800,000 people are expected to seek asylum in Germany this year. That's four times the amount as last year. German Chancellor Angela Merkel wants other European Union countries to accept more of the refugees. But nations like Greece and Italy have said they don't have the resources to take care of all the people coming in. European Union officials have scheduled an emergency meeting for September 14th when they'll try to figure out a way forward in the crisis. Over the past 2 years, scientists say there was an